It's Quixie 98.3. Congratulations to our latest winner of tickets when you can win them before you can buy them.
Mary Hornback from New Haven won tickets to see the Lumineers at the KFC Yum Center on August 31st. And there are still a few more chances to win. Adam, Matt, and us, we will have other opportunities for you to win today and tomorrow.
Love it. So you had half your family just come back from an airplane ride.
Yes. Yeah. Mackenzie and Gary had been on a little adventure.
So, what do you think the dirtiest part of an airplane is? A commercial airplane? The lavatory?
My first thought is probably that, but probably no.
Right.
I mean, the floor is probably the worst.
A new report shows that seat back tray tables are the single most disgusting surface on any commercial airline.
Really?
Yeah, the place where you put your food
and
your laptop and your personal belongings and you lean on it and you touch it, then you touch your face.
Don't they clean those things?
A flight attendant tells Business Insider, you may think that people only put drinks on those seat back trays or maybe a meal, but you could have slept on it and drooled.
Oh.
You could have used it to change a baby's diaper.
What?
Some people put their bare feet right on the tray tables. A 2015 study showed that the seatback tray tables contained an average of 2,155 colony-forming micro units per square inch. And researchers say, with that result, you should try to eliminate any direct contact that you or your food might have with an airline tray table.
Surely they're cleaning these things. Maybe back in 2015, not so much. But these days, during a pandemic, I bet they clean them more often.
The latest report backs up the 2015 findings that the dirtiest surface is the tray table. The issue, cleaning crews have a limited amount of time to do their work.
True.
They focus on the more obvious dirty areas like floors and bathrooms.
Okay, now it's more obvious that the tray tables are pretty bad. So that's going to be obvious. Okay, so if you are a flyer, if you are flying on that plane, clean it yourself.
They say the best thing you can do, if you can't avoid using the tray table at all, carry your own sanitation wipes and hand sanitizer so that you can clean that surface, clean yourself, and make sure that you come away from it germ-free.
And that makes sense. I don't have an issue with that. You know, they are limited on their time. They can only do so much because they're trying to keep people on a schedule. And I feel like they do a good job of, you know, the transition between one flight to the next. So, okay, so they can't do a deep clean of the whole entire airplane. So
not every time.
No, not every time. So take it upon yourself. If you're flying, go ahead and just clean that yourself. And then you know, even if they were cleaning it, just go ahead and clean it yourself anyway.
I mean,
because you know how clean it is if you're cleaning
it. It's like most things in life. If you've been touching a communal used area.
Yeah. Like
wash your hands.
Handrails, doorknobs. Think of how many people touch
grocery carts.
Doorknobs. Yeah. Grocery carts. Yes.
Don't touch stuff, then touch your face.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah. Clean your hands.
Yeah.
And clean your tray tables.
This just makes me not want to fly.
Ah. That's okay.
You're like, I licked a tray table once. Hey, Brian and Tricia.
Yeah, I was going to let you know, the last time we flew, they actually gave us little sanitation packets with our snacks.
Oh.
Wow. That's what that's for, is so that every individual could clean their own tray table.
That's smart.
That makes sense, honestly.
Yeah. And I don't have an issue with that. Did you guys use them? Please tell me yes. Please tell me yes.
No.
Did you put your food just right there on the tray table without, you know, like just laying it on there?
Did you squirt ketchup
We just got peanuts last time.